this is an example you will find often on the web, which is setting the background color. So the way you set that, this is a little more less trivial in JavaScript. And this actually illustrates quite a few. Yeah, I think all we need is here. So what this says here, that this is an input tag, which is an HTML tag. The type is a button, so this is an ordinary thing you get in an ordinary form. And it has this command called onClick. So all these tags in HTML have attributes. So a typical attribute is a source, which is where you get, say, an image from, the URL for an image, or a width, which is the size of an image. Here we have a new tag, which is very useful, called onClick. And onClick is what you expect. It says, this is the attribute which tells you what to do when you click on the button. So here we have a button, this one. And what it says is, please call, the onClick attribute is assumed to be followed by a JavaScript command. And this JavaScript command just says set background. Then if we scroll up to this page, we will find a piece of code, if we can locate it, called function set background. And it's looking, so we first of all set a variable called isWhite to be true. Then in the function, which is, this is right at the beginning of the HTML. So as it's loading it, as it's loading this stuff, Netscape sees the script command, so it says this is JavaScript. It then reads this stuff here back to the, down to the end of the script. And you can see what, well, if you could see, you would notice what, this stuff here has no write commands. So this is just sticking this stuff into the Netscape browser for it to use later on. So it's defining inside the browser a variable called isWhite. And then when we do the onClick equals set background, onClick looks at this variable called isWhite. And then if isWhite is true, which says the current color is white, it says document.bgColor equals pink. And it set isWhite to be false. And then here we have an else command, which is execute if isWhite is false. And then we said document.bgColor equals white. So this is a very simple piece of computer program which has this, which basically toggles the variable isWhite and correspondingly changes the background color of the page here between white and pink. So this illustrates several things. It illustrates onClick. It illustrates that you can have here the value of not having just document.write, because here this is not being done at all with any document.write. It's being done by changing the actual objects defining the document. So if you read this thing here, probably a third of this manual is describing the endless objects that describe a document. If you think about forms, applets, links, images, etc., there are an awful lot of properties of those which are necessary to know to define what a document is. And so one of the properties of a document is the background color, which is called BG color, which is a, and so document.bg color is the background color of the current document. There's a slight subtlety here in that we have so-called two frames, and the JavaScript in this frame is affecting the JavaScript in that frame. We haven't actually formally described frames yet, but that's not terribly important because we can. I'm totally wrong. This is the source of what's running in that frame. So this is just meant to illustrate what's controlling that frame. Now, there's only one special feature of this example in the BG color. Is one of the few HTML attributes that are executed immediately. Most attributes are not executed immediately. Then it loads the page, if you change a particular property of the HTML page, it will not show up because it gets stored away. And what you have to do to make it show up is to reload the page. There is actually a reload function in JavaScript which allows you to do that. It just happens that bgColor has the feature that it instantaneously sampled. It just must be the way Netscape is built. But almost every other color, like every other thing, like font sizes and stuff, if you change the font size, which you can, you know, with a similar type of technology, to see that change in font size, you'd have to do, technically you'd have to execute something here called window.reload. The window defining this frame here has a function associated with it called reload, which is equivalent to pressing the reload button on the Netscape menu. So there's something in JavaScript that corresponds to every single attribute, every single button, and they're all here. You just have to, and there's no, a few people in web development companies know all this stuff by heart, but most people, I think, just look it up because it's sort of straightforward stuff, which you certainly don't need to learn.